Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
How do you like the hot weather we had last week? 77 degrees. What a scorcher. It's kind of relative, though. One of my daughters lives in Arizona, where at 77 she puts on a sweater. They've had a lot of days over 110 recently, where locals say you can cook an egg on the sidewalk. Now, I don't know why you'd want to do that or why that's the litmus test, but okay. I'd be more impressed if you could cook bacon on the sidewalk. Then you could cook the egg. But the bacon would probably just lay there. And there's nothing worse than watching bacon just lay there. No sizzling, no curling, just laying there. They say this hot weather is related to climate change. They say the cold weather in the winter is related to climate change. And the big storms are related to climate change. And the drought is related to climate change. And the fact I've gained 15 pounds is related to climate change. Now, that might be true. When it's hot, I eat more ice cream. Not a lot more, but a little more than the ice cream I eat when it's cold outside. Dang climate change is causing me to gain weight. Experts are saying this climate change is having an effect on agriculture. I don't think it's hurting the real wealthy growers in Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties. I love the metamorphosis of our green industry. The dope growers turned into medical marijuana providers, who turned into cannabis farmers. You gotta love marketing. I would like one of those folks, though, to help me with my vegetable garden this year. I'm sure I could figure it out, but I refuse to pay over $500 for a gallon of concentrated fertilizer to grow 32 zucchini the size of small kayaks. And I don't think I'd be successful in selling them for $1,200 a pound. Last year I did plant 8 zucchini plants, which was 7 too many. The production was akin to those old horror movies where genetic mutations of plants swallow up entire neighborhoods, the zucchini body snatchers. Not even my friends wanted to see me coming. They were certain I was carrying a zucchini. But the garden this year is different. Only 3 Asian pears, where last year there were hundreds. 0 Bing cherries. A friend who experienced the same thing said there were no bees this spring. He said he went out with a small paintbrush and tickled all his flowers to pollinate them. I said, I'm not going out to tickle over 50,000 blossoms. No way. I'd rather buy those hockey puck tomatoes in the store that take over 4 weeks to ripen, if they ever do. However, our local family farms are just coming into the best time of year. Visit the farmers' markets and veggie stands along the roads. It doesn't get any better than fresh off the vine. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.